From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Voters ousted New Jersey's Democratic Governor John Corzine yesterday. Republican Chris Christie greeted supporters after his victory became clear.
This election tonight is not about me, and candidly, it's not about many of you. This election was and is about the future of the state we love, the great state of New Jersey.
Democrat Corzine had become highly unpopular during his single term. Republicans reclaimed Virginia yesterday. Voters there elected a Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. From member station WVTF, Sandy Houseman has more on the story.
Some political observers think Tuesday's Republican victories in Virginia should be seen as a vote against the president, who campaigned for the Democrats' gubernatorial candidate, Cree Deeds. But the current governor and chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Tim Kaine, says not to blame this on Mr. Obama.
Lest anybody make a mistake about the results of tonight, let me just remind them that our president is more popular in Virginia today than he was 1 year ago when he won the election in Virginia. With a very strong 58% job approval rating.
Others said the Democrats' candidate for governor was not as polished as Republican Bob McDonnell, and they pointed to a historic pattern. Virginia almost always elects a governor from the party that's not in the White House. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Richmond.
In New York State, Democrat Bill Owens captured the closely watched 23rd District congressional seat, defeating a conservative party insurgent after the Republican candidate withdrew and threw her support to Democrat Owens. And New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg won a third term, though by a smaller 5 percentage point margin than most people had expected. Ohio voters have approved a proposal for casinos in the state's 4 largest cities after saying no to various plans for gambling casinos 4 times since 1990. Ohio Public Radio's Bill Cohen reports.
Earlier gambling measures had garnered only about 40% of the vote, but this plan for casinos in Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Toledo got 53%. Ohio's bad economy and the promise of thousands of new jobs helped spark the change. Pentecostal pastor John Coates symbolized the turnaround as he pushed for a yes vote after years of campaigning against gambling.
And I can give you every line as to how slot machines in particular to crack cocaine of gambling, but with there being 11% unemployment in our state, there's no way that I could look past the 34,000 jobs that this effort would bring to our state.
Casino backers also capitalized on their argument that Ohioans were spending $1 billion a year at casinos in surrounding states. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
Stock prices in Asia moved higher today. This is NPR News. Voters in the ski resort town of Breckenridge, Colorado, have voted to legalize marijuana possession of up to 1 ounce by adults over 21. In Maine, a referendum to overturn a law that would have allowed same-sex marriage won voter approval. Same-sex marriage has lost in all 31 states where it's been put to a popular vote. The law that would have allowed it in Maine never took effect as gay marriage opponents launched a petition drive for a referendum. Yesterday's vote in Maine disappointed gay rights advocates. Same-sex marriage is legal in the New England states of Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont, and in Iowa. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has announced his choice for the new chief of police. He picked a 32-year veteran of the force to succeed Chief William Bratton, who stepped down after 7 years, during which crime dropped significantly. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It will be difficult to follow in Bratton's footsteps. He's been widely praised for the drop in crime and improving LAPD's troubled race relations. But Villaraigosa says Deputy Chief Charlie Beck is the best person to continue Bratton's successful reforms.
He's a police officer who is tough on crime, and he is a leader with deep respect and understanding of the police officers under his command and the communities they are sworn to protect and serve.
Beck has been on the force for more than 3 decades, rising through the ranks to serve as deputy chief for the past 3 years. Several members of his family, including his father and wife, have been police officers. His daughter is a patrol officer, and his son will graduate from the academy this year. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.